It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Glad you're here. Today, we have a pretty cool dude when it comes to college stuff, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit. It's interesting what we're going to talk about. I think you're going to be really fascinated by this topic because I haven't heard anybody talk about it before. So that's going to be cool. Our guest today is the visionary founder of the GRAD process, a groundbreaking system created to help families navigate the challenge of paying for their children's college education without sacrificing their retirement goals. Over his 26-year career, our guest has developed a profound understanding of the financial needs of families. His personal experiences with college planning for his own kids have shaped his approach to wealth management, risk mitigation, resource allocation, and college funding strategies. Our guest today is Brian Eister. Brian, welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Mark, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Great to have you here. And you mentioned something before I hit record, and that is tax scholarships. And I think that is an interesting and fascinating topic that we can delve into. So why don't you tell us what it is and the backstory about how you got to be able to talk about this?
Excellent question. Tax scholarships is a phrase. I can't take credit for it. I wish I could trademark and patent the name, but I've heard it from someone else in years past. The folks that I work with that benefit by tax scholarships the most are higher income, higher net worth families, individuals, folks that have the means to pay for school, but they wish the colleges would open up their coffers for, let's say, some of the less fortunate families that can take advantage of those programs. What tax scholarships mean is simply, let's open up tax codes and let's look at what you can participate in. What can you benefit from? And the reason that I have gotten into this niche within college planning for families even further is that I have talked with numerous CPAs that I study under, mentor under. They are so busy with preparing tax returns that there's very little time in working with parents and families with actual tax strategy. And if they are doing tax strategy, it's end of the year type stuff. Like right now, here we are, full-fledged, right in the middle of tax season. So you can go back to last year and you can max out a HSA if you haven't done so already. Perhaps you can fund your SEP IRA a little bit more than what you did. So there are certain things that you can do in years past, but it's not proactive. So I've taken upon myself to start reading and studying the tax code where I am looking.
God bless you, man.
Mark, I am a geek like this. I mean, here is today in Michigan is the first day of spring sports. So we are a baseball and softball family. I also happen to be an umpire. So here's my rule book. I love this nuanced stuff. I'm a geek like this. And I'll tell you what, this makes my clients money. This is what is able to have. I have an Oklahoma family right now that make about $500,000 to $600,000 a year gross. They aren't going to qualify for anything from the university. And the whole world is their oyster in terms of, well, how come you aren't talking about this with your accountant and this and this? So what I've done is I have off screen here, I have created about a dozen tax strategies written within the tax code. I'm not making any of this up, Mark.
Sure.
That families and business owners and to an extent W-2 employees can take advantage of, and they aren't. What does that do? It lowers their adjusted gross income. Why is that important? Because colleges that require families to fill out FAFSA, as well as the private form, which is known as the CSS profile, even these high-income people, I recommend to do it because a lot of merit scholarships, the child's academic prowess, they still need to fill them out. And there are chances where if we can lower line 11 of your tax return, that's the AGI, everything is about lowering line 11. So to summarize, tax scholarships, reading the tax code, learning the nuances, how do the specific codes allow a family to take advantage of that, lower their AGI, which means that they pay less in tax. And so it is not uncommon, Mark, and I don't expect anyone to believe me. This Oklahoma couple I just referenced, their son is going to go to Oklahoma. That is about a $50,000 a year gross cost of school. The first one out of three, 50,000 times four, 200,000. I showed them how right now, and we aren't done, how just by employing these tax scholarships, they've recovered 70% of that cost already.
Amazing.
It is. It's all out there. I just
Yeah.
happen to be a geek like this, and it's kind of a natural talent to just read, research, and then how can I apply? Because I'm a terrible salesman. So I rely on the knowledge and expertise to get me to where I want to go with my clients.
Well, and the tax code is, if you put it on 8.5 by 11, it's got to be like 2 feet tall, right? So there's plenty of room to find loopholes and cool things if you're just willing to look like you are, right?
Yes, it's willing to look. Chatting with a lot of CPAs, a lot of tax attorneys, individuals that have a master's, to the point where in the fall I'm going to back to school for my master's in taxation free by utilizing the codes that I'm talking about with my clients. So I have two in school right now, as we talked about. I got a junior that'll be a senior next year at school here locally. And I
Cool.
also have a high school senior right now. And that was a where she's going is a small niche private school on the west side of Michigan. Sticker price is 68,000. Right
Holy moly.
now, I have it down to about $9,000 and change. So I practice what I preach, and in fact, I try everything out myself first before I start talking about it with clients. So I'm going to go back to school as well for a master's in taxation and study for the enrolled agent exam. So then I just believe putting your money where your mouth is.
I love it. Hey, I'm gonna go in a different direction, probably
Sure.
from where you thought we were gonna go, because you seem like you're open to that.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about college and AI, because what I listen to a lot of podcasts now, and I always study the future because I'm in the stock market, and so I'm always trying to find the opportunities. A lot of the people that I'm listening to, and I'm agreeing with it, say that, college is becoming something you don't need from an educational and academic standpoint. Maybe it's good for social, which is incredibly important. What do you think of that concept? Like, do you think college is becoming obsolete? Because by the time somebody gets a 4-year degree, that knowledge is possibly going to be largely outdated. What do you think?
Fantastic question. I have a lot of thoughts, maybe not all put together. So let's roll with this. I like it. I feel that college, as we see it right now, has a lot of fat to it.
Yeah.
In fact, to tie in what I mentioned, myself going back to school is applying for a master's program. I have to go back to the mid-90s and pull up my own transcripts from said university. That university then compared to now, I'll still go up once a Saturday in the fall and watch a football game and whatnot.
Sure.
It has gotten so bloated. The
Sure.
cafeteria looks like it's a five-star Jamaican resort.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money going to a lot of places that it's like, this university now, it's like, you have to stay 2 years on campus, as opposed to when I was there, it was one.
Okay.
It's a moneymaker. So, where do I think AI is going? I love it. I have paid subscriptions right now in the finance and accounting industry. I have a Claude, a Perplexity. I think I pay for chat. I don't know. My marketing and my team does that. See, I come up with the ideas. Well, what if we can do this? What if we can do this? Can I take this client's tax return, put it in there, build a prompt of the 12 common most codes, and can I spit something out for a proposal for my client, not a finalized? So I think it's going to work in conjunction. I think it's only as good as the individuals that are running it. I've personally using it right now. I think it's going to help out colleges and students for this reason alone. it's going to make them critically think, because AI is only as good as the input that you provide it. That is my experience, Mark. I don't know about
Sure.
anyone else, but going down
That's
base,
honest. I like it. It's honest.
going down baseball and softball trails, I'm able to look at scenarios where I already know the outcome and start like, can I get them to replicate what I already know the outcome is? And you can by just asking the right questions. So it's going to get rid of the pottery degrees. It's going to get rid
I love it.
of ancient world history. Not that that's important. There's a nuance for it, but I have a business degree in finance, and I'm looking at the transcript, and I wasted the first 2 years
Yeah.
at school. So I think you're going to see traditional degrees in practices, say finance or accounting or medicine or you name it, partnered with the AI. And I think it's going to help accelerate growth, accelerate these kids' learning curves. I'm personally excited for it because if you resist, you're going to be left by the wayside.
Well, that's it. That's really the crux of it is, if you don't start AI now, right? It's moving so quickly that anybody that starts 6 months from now even won't ever be able to catch up with you if you just keep going at a normal pace
Right.
because it's happening so fast. So that's the warning that I put out to people is that I'm subscribed to probably 12 or 13 AI, projects and models. And I listen to the futurists talk about, I listen to Elon Musk about, the white collar jobs, 50% of them, certainly entry level, 50% of all entry level college graduate jobs will be wiped out within 6 to 18 months, is what they're saying. So that's a scary thought if you're thinking about going to college, because if you're, and I love what you said about the pottery degrees and the crap degrees, because if you're not applying some of the things that allow you to learn some of this technology, I think you are going to be left behind. So, going back to what you talk about, because you've got two kids that are college bound, and you're a big believer in college, and so am I, but you got to have the right direction. And I think that's where we're lacking is where do we give the kids the right direction? It's not just about saving money to get them into college. What happens when they spend that $68,000 for 4 years, and that's what? $250,000, $300,000 almost by the time it's said and done. How is that money going to be paid back in a world where information is no longer the commodity, or information is a commodity, and now it's how you use that information in specialization?
A lot to unpack there. And the main things I want to draw and repeat back of how I'm using it as well is that, again, two children. One, my oldest, like I said, a junior in college, should be a senior. We had some hard learning curves where we had to bring her home after about a year and a half, for everyone's well-being. And taking a year off. College is important for these young people to learn how to interact with
Yeah,
others.
that's
And
critical.
this is where AI does concern me. And I've seen it personally with my own kids and my own family and close friends and their family. The rise in youth having to go on medication and talk to therapists. That was not around when I went into college or high
You're
school.
right.
I'm a Michigan State alum, 98.
Okay.
Pardon my French, but that wasn't around. We learned how to deal with stuff, and everyone is so damn caught up in this. They don't
Yes.
know how to interact. They don't know how to ask someone out on a date. They certainly don't know how to ask for a job promotion because it's easier to look down than it is for me to look in your eyes and have sometimes an uncomfortable conversation. And
That's right.
so what I'm explaining to them is, look, don't rely on this, but this is how you can use it to get to where you want to go. Trust me, okay? I have a gray beard for a reason.
Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
From life experience. And they are also, they're great. My youngest, she was born in 2008. That's when I got on Facebook and LinkedIn, just to name two. So they've grown up with it. Look, this is how you can use it, but don't rely on it. You need to learn to stand on your own feet because, as you know, I think Elon, I can see what he's saying, but anytime that there's such a grand scheme for change, 12 to 18 months, let's say 3 to 5 years. There's always, you know, but it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. I've adopted it. I love it. It doesn't replace anything. It helps you access information quicker.
Yeah.
But you still got to know what you're doing. And so, yeah, I think it's really going to be helpful for schools and universities and making wherever you go and whatever your passion is for your degree much more meaningful. Again, not to bag on the powdery, but what are you going to do with that? And, you know, dozens of other types of majors like that.
Well, I mean, I absolutely agree. And, you know, I think that world is going to be left behind. And the new world is going to be what you say, probably a combination of smart kids coming out of school, but able to use AI if they embrace it. And if they do embrace it, then they will be employable and will be able to pay back these high amounts of college tuition. And you'll help them finance some of that, or at least save in taxes with tax scholarships, right?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm not afraid of debt with my clients. And a lot of families that are of your demographic, like we were talking off camera, you know, higher income, some higher net worth, where they feel like everyone's out to get them. And it's like, I'm getting penalized by being successful, getting my degree, maybe some advanced degrees, bootstrapping it. Now I'm getting penalized because I can't pay it forward. It's okay. Guess what? We're going to use debt as a tool. So for your audience, go get a great laugh and go join some of these Facebook groups that talk about college funding and debt management. It's laughable. I mean, every single other sentence and comments is, you believe in financial education, so do I. And it's not even worth getting in there because they've already made up their mind as to this is how they want to look at things.
What do you mean? What do you mean specifically? Give me an example.
I have two things that are going to jump out. Number one, student loans. Love them if you can take advantage of them. Why? It's so easy to get. Yes, there's rules that are condensing it. But guess what? It's based off of your student loan debt and not your credit worthiness. Okay? I don't need an 850 to go get a student loan. Okay? And I talk about this with clients. Yeah, I like debt to income ratios for private student loans, non-existent. Also, for a family that might be on the fence of qualifying for some financial aid, if I can get that line 11, as we talked about, down more, the student aid index down more, guess what? Some of those student loans can be the interest while they're in school is paid for by the U.S. government. So would you like to spend some time now when you're a senior, junior, ideally sophomore, talking about what's available? So you can get this and this and this. Why would you not have an interest-free loan? And then you hold on to your capital. And if you can go get, you know, everyone on Facebook says that they can go get a 10, 11, 12% return. You know, there's financial entertainers out there that'll talk about that. You know, I'm not going to name names because I don't feel like getting into lawsuits and stuff, but you've heard it. Great. hold on to your money, go get that 12% return. And so I like taking out debt, but when we take out debt, guess what? We already have a repayment plan in place. And if things go sideways with that number one, okay, if my starting pitcher goes down in the third inning, I got a middle relief, okay, coming in that's going to eat up three, four, five innings. And then when he goes down, I'm going to have a closer. So I already know how my clients are going to repay back all of these loans. Then it's an arbitrage, Mark.
That is, yeah. Yeah, I see
So
it.
use other people's money, hold on to yours as capital, because compounding of your money or the reinvestment of dividends and capital gains, if you really want to get technical, because there's risk of loss, but growing your money forward is better than an amortized loan. And there's going to be a point in time where they cross and you're collateralized. So if I can save money for 7, 8 years while my kids are in school or grad school, 10 years, put them in right places, grow money, then maybe I can take the interest in the earnings off of that and pay off the loan. Oh, and also, what is also available in the tax code? Where can I invest my money where I can get tax deductions, above the line deductions, or tax credits? It's like Legos, Mark. It's just stacking. But the problem in our industry is it's sound bites. This is where I'm getting emotional, if you can hear it. If a product can't solve the problem, they don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
So that's one example is student loans. I like to go long on debt. I like to take out debt and I like to go long. There's a variety of options. I talk about it with my clients. Number two, the most overused financial product for college education is 529s. Everyone loves it. And I like to say you're being gaslit. If you say something long enough, even though it's incorrect, why would you want to create an account where you put money inside of it, where you have to spend it for school, which means that you don't have that own money for your own money for retirement? The lost opportunity cost on the average 45-year-old, I did it earlier, paying 25 grand a year. If you have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old and you're 45 years old, and if you can get a net 6% return, it's by putting that money, let's say, in a 529 and spending it all for school, it's going to cost you $44,000 a year of retirement income.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all there, Mark. Just no one wants to take the time to read and research.
All
So,
right.
and you're an investor, you help people. Why would you put your, if you choose to go that route, why would you put money into a 529 where there's no capital gains? You can't have loss harvesting, you can't write off your losses. And if you don't use it for college, you get the money back in a pro rata basis at ordinary income rates. It's a tax wrapper. It's not an investment tool.
Clearly, you spend time analyzing these things, and it's not just sound bites. So, the world needs people like you to help do that. So glad you're here and exposing. I'm sure there's another 2 hours of things that we could expose even more if we were able to stay on. How can people find out a bit more about you? Maybe do business with you, or at least have a conversation about what's possible.
Excellent. Thank you. The best place to go is my website, essentialstrategies.net. ESSENTIAL strategies.net. I am presently on LinkedIn. I have a Facebook business page. I would recommend go to my LinkedIn in the contact section. You can then click on that and you can go to the websites of two of the college designations that I hold were little one pagers. There's some information that you can download, like what is a student aid index, just some general ideas if you haven't thought about it. And I love to have a conversation. So just reach
Cool.
out, send me a text, and we'll go from there.
Awesome. Well, this was fascinating, especially your take on AI. So we agree quite a bit on that. So thanks for your time and your wisdom today in that specific area that I think a lot of people can benefit from it. So thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, Mark.
Pleasure. And everybody else who's listening and watching the Wealth Architect podcast, remember what I always say: never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. I'll see you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast. Thanks for being here.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. share, and tell your friends. See you soon.